In recent months, Syria's government has tacitly acknowledged that hundreds of people have died in detention. Under pressure from Moscow, Damascus has confirmed the deaths of at least several hundred people in custody by issuing death certificates or listing them as dead in family registration files. The Syrian network's founder, Fadel Abdul Ghani, said the move sent citizens a clear message. We won. We did this, and no one will punish us. There is little hope for holding top officials accountable anytime soon, but there is a growing movement to seek justice through European courts. French and German prosecutors have arrested three former security officials and issued international arrest warrants for Syria's National Security Chief Ali Mamlouk, its Air Force Intelligence Director Jamil Hassan, and others for torture and deaths in prison of citizens or residents of those countries. Yet Mr. al-Assad and his lieutenants remain in power, safe from arrest, protected by Russia with its military might and its veto in the United Nations Security Council. At the same time, Arab states are restoring relations with Damascus, and European countries are considering following suit. President Trump's planned pullout of most of the 2,000 American troops in eastern Syria reduces already minimal American leverage in the conflict, now in its ninth year. The impunity is not just a domestic Syrian problem. Without security reforms, the 5 million Syrian refugees in the Middle East and Europe are likely to return home to risk arbitrary arrest. And in an age of emboldened authoritarianism from the European far right to Saudi Arabia, Mr. al-Assad has demonstrated that maximum violence against civilian dissent can be a winning strategy. This will not stay in Syria, Mazen Darwish, a Syrian human rights lawyer, said in Berlin, where he has assisted prosecutors. People forget what is dictatorship, because we have 70 years of peace after World War II. But human rights is not in the DA of states or politicians. Justice is not a Syrian luxury, he said. It's the world's problem. The Syrian detention system is a supersized version of the one built by Mr. al-Assad's father, President Hafez al-Assad, in 1982. He crushed an armed Muslim Brotherhood uprising in Hama, leveling much of the city and arresting tens of thousands of people, Islamists, leftist dissidents, and random Syrians.